This is Malcolm Ross of Orange Juice, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Moments before he's hit with a 40-foot wall of sulfuric acid that will horribly burn everything in its path. Now, that's real acid, so I want to see goggles, people.
My eyes, the goggles do nothing.
It's almost always safety first at the Thingularity Radio program, so don't let that happen to you. Have your questions answered by sending them to CatskillMakersInfo@gmail.com and tune in every first Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM Accra or anytime at WGXC.org.
WGXC Underwriting is provided in part by the Olana Partnership, presenting the exhibition What's Missing? Artworks in the Olana Landscape, from June 14 through November 2nd. What's Missing explores what's been lost and what remains across Olana's landscape, with site-specific outdoor installations by artists Ellen Harvey and Gabriela Salazar. Details at olana.org/whatsmissing.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Eric Thies of San Francisco, California. WGXC supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Trailer for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Wool worn out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found. Short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all of the children and all of their names, and every handout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Trailers for sale rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no boo, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom.
Good evening, listeners. It's the Capital District Democratic Socialists' Good Time Hour. You're listening to us on WGXC Accra 90.7 on your FM dial, and the show broadcasts at 7 p.m. on the first Tuesday of every month. I'm Casey, your host with my co-host Poche Noir, otherwise known as Bill. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Casey. Bonsoir. According to the custom of the show, June 3rd is the fifth day of the month of Prairial in the year 233 of the French Republican calendar. And according to that calendar, this day is represented by the quail, which is otherwise known as the caille in French.
I can't believe it's June. Wild. The remarks made tonight are the opinion of whomever may be speaking them and not of WGXC, nor do they reflect the opinions of anyone else in the Democratic Socialists of America. It's just Poche Noir and I speaking our respective minds. If you disagree or want to qualify anything said on the show tonight, then you might consider joining the Democratic Socialists of America to make your thoughts known.
DSA is a big tent organization, many, many differing opinions. There's a huge political spectrum in DSA. If there is a point of agreement among DSA members, it's that we all want a fairer, freer society. To be a DSA member, you do not have to be a strict Marxist like me. All you need to do is to go to dsausa.org or to capitaldistrictdsa.org.
And that there are many differing opinions. But anyway, the theme of tonight's show is, drumroll please, traveling, Bill. You decided the theme this month.
I did. I thought about traveling because I thought about the Capital District DSA sending delegates westward to Chicago.
Yeehaw!
That's right.
Yes, elections are underway as we speak.
That's right. And there's a convention in Chicago for the DSA. It's semi-annual. Is that not right? It's every 2 years.
Is it every 2 years? I thought. No, you're right. It's every two years.
I think the last one was 2023.
Yes, correct.
I went through looking at all the different resolutions, and some I agree with, some I don't, and there'll be things voted on there. But also deep inside, Casey, in my heart of hearts, I am a hobo.
You and my father, I think, like, is this a thing about men from the 50s and 60s?
But the golden age of the hobos was over long before that.
Totally. But I think the media of the time, if you watch old films, it's about, you know, Okies going west and cowboys and, you know, hopping the trains and all the music of the era. You know, you think about Marty Robbins, you think about Roger Miller, Glenn Campbell. All these men were singing about the bygone era. And, you know, I think it was kind of thrust upon you.
So I live in Ghent, and at about maybe 4:15, 4:30 every morning, I hear the train whistle for Burlington Northern or something like that, whatever it is. It's a boxcar train, and it also has chemical cars on it and things like that.
You hear that every morning?
Every time that I happen to be awake at
that
hour.
Would drive me nuts.
It seems to be regularly there, and I hear the train whistle, and I'm like, every time I hear it, I say, I just long to just ride a boxcar and make my way back to the caboose and play a game of craps with the train crew. But there's no train crew. What's the train crew? It's the engineer these days. There's none of that anymore.
True. This is reminding me, it's funny because we were speaking right before the show about what to play, and the Gentle on My Mind comes to mind because I feel like you are this man of this song, just running away on the train in your dreams, I suppose.
Shall we play it?
We shall. I think this is not the first time we played it on the show either, because I have a soft spot for Glenn Campbell.
Okay, I'm going to play it right now.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me. or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waiting from the back roads by the rivers of my memories, ever smiling, never gentle on my mind.
Beautiful.
Gorgeous.
All right. So, but there are also a lot of terrific songs that are not kind of country and Western style about seeing the world. You know, I like music that has a bit of a harder edge, Casey.
I do know that.
I also would like to play on this broadcast one of my favorite songs from one of my favorite bands, The Kooks.
Hell yeah.
All right. So here.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, would that break FCC rules?
I think to be safe, we'll cut it out.
Okay. All right.
Do you want to see the world? Do you want to see the world? Do you want to see the world?
Wow, that was a high energy song, Casey. See the World by the Kooks. So I think we're going to have to calm it down a little bit. Now, I found this song. This is a song by Arlo Guthrie, which is, he's doing a cover of his dad's song called Deportees. And that song was about a 1948 plane crash where about 30 migrant farmers died. And Woody Guthrie got upset because the news broadcast and the reportage of that event only involved, let's say, commiserating about the pilot and the white people on board.
Of course it did.
You know.
Yeah, again, it's not a surprise, and the Guthries have been singing the good fight since forever.
And I think Arlo Guthrie has a really fine voice.
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree.
The crops are all in, the beaches are rotting, the oranges are piled in their creosote ducts. They're flying you back to the Mexico border to pay all your money to wait back again. My father's own father, he waded that river. They took all the money he made in his life. My brothers and sisters come working the fruit trees, and they rode the trucks till they took down and died. Goodbye to my one, goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mi amigos, Jesus y Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane, and all they will call you will be deportees. Some of us are illegal, and others not wanted. Our work contract's out and we have to move on. 600 miles to the Mexico border. They chase us like outlaws, like rustlers and thieves. We died in your hills and we died on your deserts. We died in your valleys, we died on your plains. We died in your trees and we died in your bushes. Both sides of the river, we've died just the same. Goodbye to my one, goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mi amigos, Jesus y Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane, and all they will call you will be. The sky plane caught fire over Los Gatos Canyon. Like a fireball of lightning, it shook all our hills. And who are these friends, oh, scattered like dry leaves? The radio says they are just deportees. Is this the best way we can grow our big orchards? Is this the best way we can grow our good fruit? To fold like dry leaves and to rot on your topsoil and be known by no name except deportees. Goodbye to my one, goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, amigos, Jesus y Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane, and all they will call you will be deportees.
So that was Deportees, as sung by Arlo Guthrie. And of course, migrants still get shabby treatment in this country. So I was calming us down a little bit from the kooks. Casey, are you familiar with Vashti Bunyan?
I am. Yes.
I'm not, or I was not, I should say. About a little over a week ago, I met a friend of mine who told me about Vashti Bunyan and her album, Another Diamond Day.
Yeah, Just Another Diamond Day.
Just Another Diamond Day. And he told me, well, first of all, he told me the story of how she wrote this album while she was with her boyfriend, her squeeze, okay, in a horse-drawn caravan going northwards, I guess, from London.
So she left London to go to Skye, which is on the Inner Hebrides of Scotland, Northern Scotland, because I think Donovan, the singer-songwriter, was hoping to set up like a commune up there. So she dropped everything to go north, and they had like no money. And it's a really long trip from London to Skye, and she wrote this album, but apparently it was a very harrowing experience. I think she stopped halfway through.
I didn't know about it being harrowing.
I mean, it was very rudderless, a little directionless. Mm-hmm. It was a beautiful album. I love it. It's really like just gorgeous folk and really inspired. But she, I think they struggled because they didn't really have a lot of money. So they weren't really like eating well. They survived on very little. And then when they got to Skye, nothing was set up. There was no commune. I don't think they were welcomed if there was anything. And I think they settled elsewhere, still in Scotland, I believe. But yeah, I think it was just like big on the road energy, not knowing where you're going to lay your head or where
I'm surprised that I don't know or never heard of before Vashti Bunyan, because I love Donovan. I love Pentangle. I love Nick Drake. And I never heard of Vashti Bunyan before.
Well, based on my understanding, it was not a well-received album upon its release. It was like, I don't even know if it was widely released. I think it was like a very small label, if not DIY. I think it was, she just like lived in the borders of Scotland. There's a region called the Borders, released this album, and it got picked up and re-released in like the early 2000s. And that's where it kind of got a lot of attention. I think she has gone on to like, I know she did a collab with this band called Animal Collective, which is like an indie band from the 2000s. But I think it's as a result of people just like digging in through like vinyl records and finding this like very small release, and then it just picking up a ton of attention. So it had, I think the reason you don't know about it is from that era is because no one did.
Mm-hmm. Well, this song is not from that album, Just Another Diamond Day. I think it's from, in my research of it, this song, it's called Train Song by Vashti Bunyan. And I think it predates a little bit, Just Another Diamond Day. So let's hear it.
Traveling north to find you. Train was beating the wind in my eyes. Don't even know what I say when I find you. Call out your name, love. Don't be surprised. It's so many months and so long since I've met you. Don't even know what I'll find when I get to you. But suddenly now I know. It's many hundred miles and it won't be long. It won't be long. It won't be long. It won't be long.
I just Googled it. I think she was born into a based on my understanding of this article, she was born into a more affluent family and then recorded that song. Train Song was the follow-up, the B-side to a song, I Want to Be Alone. And Jimmy Page played guitar on it. And it was a Jagger Richards song initially, which was produced by like a pretty prominent producer called Peter Snell and then released on Columbia. And then it got no attention, basically. And then, yeah, she did a couple more that got no attention and then dropped everything to go to the commune and wrote Just Another Diamond Day and then quit music entirely until the re-release in 2000.
I wonder what she did.
Doesn't really say.
Married a
Keep
diplomat.
her three children.
Oh, okay. So I think it's that part of the show where we talk about things going on in the DSA universe. And I think the most important thing going on, besides the recent elections for people in the offices of Capital District DSA, is that there is going to be the election, not the election, the convention in Chicago that happens every 2 years for DSA.
Yes. Yep. Coming up in what? God, 2 months now? It's the first weekend of August.
Many days is it?
It's the weekend, so I think Friday to Sunday.
There's a lot of work to be done because there's so many resolutions. I went on online to check it out. There's a lot of
There's
resolutions.
a lot of resolutions. A lot of them basically say very similar things, but there are very different like line items between each of them that entirely change the resolution. So there's a lot of work to be done if you're going to convention to read up on those. The Capital District DSA, we are holding a June strategy session in addition to our monthly chapter meeting where we're going to go over what our priorities and what the strategy moving forward for the Capital District DSA are, with the hope that the delegates take that information and go into convention representing the Capital District DSA to the best of their ability based on that strategy. So yeah, I mean, it seems like a lot of work. I've never been. We have some members who have gone and say it's a lot of work and a lot of play, which is fun.
You know what makes me?
It is fascinating. Why did everything like historically happen in Chicago? Do you know?
I do not know that. I have no idea why. And I know that there's a Socialism 2025 meeting that also happens in Chicago. So I don't know why everything is so Chicago centered.
And I mean, doesn't the DNC, don't they have their all that crap in Chicago historically? And then like in the 60s, it was like
The riots at the Democratic National Convention in 1968.
And then the frickin' Weather Underground are from Chicago, or initially were born out of Chicago, were born out of the SDS convention in Chicago. It's a big what's the word I'm looking for? Just a hotbed of activity in that city.
Wow,
I'm
that's
excited. My sister moved there recently, so I would like to go and see her in addition to I've only been once. Have you been to Chicago?
never been to Chicago because I don't think Chicago has a really terrific music scene.
That is untrue.
Untrue? Okay, tell me.
Completely untrue. I mean, I was there prior to COVID, so I don't know if things have shut down, but they have a very, very, they used to have a really cool underground scene. I have only been to visit like as a tourist once, but I toured through there a couple times, and they have some really, really cool venues. There's a lot of really cool stuff happening in rap and in punk, coming out of Chicago. Yeah, I mean they do have a thriving music scene. I a hot take here, and this is a opinion that is just mine, I think. I think the only two real cities in America are New York and Chicago in terms of just like access to public transport and the way that they're built up. And I think like they Chicago doesn't fall victim to suburban sprawl in the way that like LA does. I mean, obviously, of course, there are the suburbs, but I think that there's a true city feel there. It felt similar to New York when I went, just in terms of energy, and I don't think that's really captured in most other cities in the US. So I really liked it in that regard. I think you would
Kids have believed always associate Chicago with the Bob Newhart show.
Sure. Or, I mean, I associate Chicago, or at least the Chicago suburbs, with like all of the 80s teen movies. Who's that? John Hughes? That's the director. All of those movies were based on Ferris Bueller, Home Alone. I think like Pretty in Pink, The Breakfast Club. I think all of those are based in Chicago. Listeners, tell me if I'm wrong, because I could be just.
On all of, I didn't pick up on those genres of films always being centered in Chicago and its environs.
Yeah.
Well, one thing that really makes me happy about the upcoming convention is that it is expressly one thing to be expressly discussed is what are we doing with the Democratic Party? We're abandoning it.
Potentially, we'll see. Yeah, there's a lot of resolutions to be discussed. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot. There's focus on a 2028 general strike, focusing on 2028 with that presidential election as well. Palestinian solidarity in a very big way are many resolutions coming out of convention, or going into convention, I should say.
One of the points that I've always had on this show is, what do we do now that the Democratic Party is such a lame tool for social change? What do we do about that? And it seems that something,
Capitalize, in my opinion.
and I love the whole idea of getting the Democratic Party by the short hairs by talking about having a new party. I like that very, very much.
I'm really excited to see what comes out of National in that regard, because I really believe that now is the time, like, to take advantage of not, I mean, I guess take advantage. No, I guess take advantage, because like I think people are feeling really abandoned by the political process right now. And the DSA is in uniquely positioned to meet people in that regard. Build a proper party, labor party, working class labor party out of DSA would be really cool.
I'm one of those people that really goes for the, let's say, cultural promotion of those kind of things. I want DSA to have a float in the Thanksgiving Day parade. I'm all about that. I want, okay, gonna be a little dicey here. I want AOC on next April 15th to strip down naked, put on a blonde wig, get on a white horse, get that kind of adhesive that women use to take the hair and cover the breasts and the crotch and all that stuff, and introduce again tax the rich. I should be there. She'll go up. She'll ride up the steps of the Capitol as Lady Godiva.
Oh my God.
You don't go for that.
I wish that listeners could have seen my face through that.
I'm not sure if that was both disapproval and disgust.
A bit of both, a bit of both. I understand your sentiment, but I don't think she has to get naked to do it.
But that's what Godiva did.
I know, I understand the sentiment entirely. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. There is.
I love stunts, as you know.
You do. You love shtick, you love stunts, you love a bit, and we love that. Yeah, there's some cool resolutions about fighting fascism and building socialism in that way. Not in AOC getting naked specifically. Let me make that very clear. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I don't know. I hope to go, but TBD. The
Okay.
winning chapter will say. Yeah, there. I mean, there's other very exciting things going on, specifically in our listener world. The Catskill Village Board is voting on both the REST Act and the Hudson Valley Power Authority Act on June 11th. We will both be there.
I will see you there.
I will see you there. The REST Act. Let me. I don't know what REST specifically stands for. Let me quickly Google it.
Keep forgetting. There's so many acronyms.
I know so many. Rent Emergency Stabilization for Tenants. It provides an alternative method for localities outside of New York City to opt into rent regulation and expands the range of rental housing that can be covered. Basically, it just like expands upon the Emergency Tenant Protection Act. And then the Hudson Valley Power Authority Act would create an option for the Hudson Valley Power Authority to take over and purchase Central Hudson and make it publicly owned. So both are really cool. I am in major support of both of them. Bill, if you want to join me, I'm going to be hitting the streets of Catskill.
When's that going to happen? Of course, I'll join you.
I think this week.
Okay. Clue me in.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Sorry.
And once again, for our listeners, when is that going to happen on June 11th and where?
June 11th, 6:30 p.m. at the Senior Center is where that is occurring. So, with that,
Let's play a song.
play a song.
All right. It's all about the Capital District DSA sending people west. So here is Tom Waits going west.
Don't even
And Casey, how far is it from, let's say, Albany to Chicago? It must be more than 500 miles. Here we go.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. But I'm working, yes I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's going over you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And
when I come home,
yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home.
Casey, I forgot how that beautiful northern accent, I forgot how pronounced it was in that song.
I know. I was romantically involved with a Scottish man at one point in my life, and he went to elementary school with the Proclaimer's daughter, the guy from the Proclaimers. He lived in Edinburgh.
I always wanted to go to the arts festival in Edinburgh.
The Fringe, oh my gosh, you should. It is magical. It is the best time of year to go there, aside from the fact that there's a billion people. But like weather-wise, it's incredible. The festival itself is so much fun.
Forget when is it?
August, the month of August. I turned 21 in Scotland, and my birthday is smack dab in the middle of July, and it was like 40 degrees. And I was like, this would be the best place in the world if it was only like 10 degrees warmer. But alas. That the August though is when it gets pretty nice.
So we're still on the theme of traveling. And this is one of my favorite traveling songs. Of course, it's from a TV show. You ready?
Rolling, 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 rolling. keep rolling, 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 though the streams are swollen. Keep them doggies rolling, right through rain and wind and weather, hell bent leather, wishing my gal was by my side. All the things I'm missing, good fiddles, love and kissing, are waiting at the end of my ride. Move 'em on, hit 'em up, hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, cut 'em out, ride 'em in raw. Keep moving, 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 though they're disapproving, keep them doggies moving raw. Just rope and throw and brand them. Soon we'll be living high and wide. My heart's calculating, my true love will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of my ride. Move 'em on, hit 'em up, hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, raw high. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in, raw high.
Okay, so that's Rawhide by Frankie Lane. And I have had discussions with my pals. I don't think I've had this with you, Casey, that I actually think that Rawhide is a song for vegetarians.
And why? What is your thesis here?
Because in the second verse of the song, it's all, the song is all about taking these cows to, and these dogies, which are motherless calves, to market, right? Selling them off and making some money. But in the second verse of the song, it goes something like, keep those doggies moving, though they're disapproving. And it's all about looking at things from the cow's perspective and how you have to put that aside. So obviously, the stars of Rawhide are having a big problem emotionally with taking these animals all the way just to be slaughtered. So that's why I think that Rawhide is kind of a vegetarian song.
Fair enough. I feel like I need to re-listen to it, but I don't disagree with the sentiment.
Okay. So also one of my favorite Western songs is Don't Fence Me In. And in the Western tradition, this is going to be Lady's Choice.
Roy Rogers.
You want the Roy Rogers, not the Clint Eastwood version. Is that right?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't know. I've never heard either of them. I'm learning live.
Well, the Clint Eastwood version, he's not a singer. And he doesn't have a full band behind him. He's got some good harmonica work behind him. But he's a little off note here and there.
Give me the pizzazz. Give me Roy.
All right, I'll give you the Roy one. And if I'm not mistaken, this is from a movie where he's there with Trigger, his horse. All right, so here's Don't Fence Me In. And it comes with a rap, that little piece of spoken word before the song to introduce the song, so it's cool.
While Cap Willie, looking mighty pale, was standing by the sheriff's side, and when that sheriff said, I'm sending you to jail, Wildcat raised his head and cried, oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in, let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in, let me be by myself in the evening breeze, and listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in, just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky on my cayuse. let me wander over yonder till I see the mountain rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. Straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountain rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. I can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. I'm the roving kind, so if you don't mind, all that I can say is, come on, Trigger, let's be on our way.
Casey, we were supposed to have a guest on the show this week, or this month, and that was supposed to be Tom DiPietro, who is running to be reelected to the Hudson Common Council as president.
Yes, indeed.
Well, we didn't get it together.
But what a mensch.
Tom is a lifelong DSA member. And
yes, I also just want to call to attention that Tom is the driving force behind the Hudson passing Good Cause. Mm-hmm. He expanded affordable housing. He has a lot of things he wants to see through in Hudson. He passed the resolution to support Palestine, I think. You know, he's fighting the good fight, and that's an election that's happening.
There you go. He also passed a resolution in support of the Build Public Renewables Act.
Yes, he did, lest we forget. Yeah, and just an all-around lovely person. That election is happening at the end of June. I'm not in Hudson, so I will not be voting.
I will give you the exact date of it.
Right.
That election is on Tuesday, the 24th of June. Casey, is there any other song that you'd like me to play?
Let me think about that. Oh, well, we were talking about Chicago earlier, so I thought of Sufjan, but now we're not talking about Chicago, so maybe we should.
Well, that's kind of a long song, so I was thinking maybe that could be our outro.
Oh, gorgeous.
Here's my suggestion.
Okay.
Check.
Wow, Casey. How do you manage vocals like that?
Hopefully with vocal warm-ups and rest, but I doubt they were doing that.
I don't think they were doing that. And I really, for the life of me, I can't figure out what he's saying at the beginning.
You have to Google that one too.
It's like he's like, oh, put these marbles in your mouth and sing the song.
Well, he's Australian, isn't he?
Yeah, but I don't have any problem hearing what Nicole Kidman says.
Fair enough.
Have we said everything we have to say on this show?
I think so.
Let's do the final thing before we get to the outro of
Sufjan Stevens.
Sufjan Stevens. Okay.
Cool. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, comrades.